It's time to talk Sabres hockey. Big changes at KeyBank Center. Let's hear all about it. Coach Lindy Ruff is being brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. By Catholic Health. And by Steve Foley Law. If you've been injured, it's time to get serious. Time to call Steve Foley Law. Now, with head coach Lindy Ruff, here's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Jeremy and Joe on the Western Hotline is Lindy Ruff, who I think will be our first ever guest from Prague. Lindy, good morning.
Morning, Jeremy. Joe, how are you guys?
We're all right.
We're good, yeah.
It's nice here, nice fall day. How's Prague?
Prague is a beautiful city. Weather today, a little overcast, a little bit of rain, but absolutely stunning, some of the architecture here.
Yeah. How about this whole trip in general? I mean, you guys, of course, with the game against Red Bull and just being over there for a little bit of time, it's a very different preseason format. The Sabres, I mean, prospects and AHLers have been playing here while the big team's over there. How have you enjoyed this process?
I've liked the process. Obviously, we've done it one other time. We came over here and played in, I think it was Helsinki and Berlin, had the team together and got off to a good start that season. I look at this, camp, we were able to get two real good practice days in before we left for Munich, and that was with the whole group, three different groups practicing, three different groups seeing the same video for 2 days. The practice and the system stuff we went through in day one and day two, I think, has gone over well with both groups, the group that's been playing back there and the group that's been playing here. And practices have been really upbeat. The tempo has been great. I really liked what I've seen so far.
You mentioned you did this before. Is there any challenge in getting these games to feel like the start of the season? I mean, if you're at home, you've got your home crowd. If you're on the road, same thing. Like, you've got the big full NHL building, and these buildings will be full, and you have lots of fans there. But of course, it is very different. Is there any way to, I guess, combat that? Is that an issue at all?
I don't believe that's an issue. All I know is the players, you could even feel today that the closer we're getting to playing a meaningful game, the energy level was real high at practice. I thought all the drills we did were crisp. Passing was good. And I don't know if the crowd is really going to play a factor, whether you're home or road team. I think this group as a whole is just really ready to get at it.
Yeah, neutral, right, it'll be kind of a neutral crowd, basically. Going back lastly on the experience in Munich, specifically for J.J. Paterka, one, the game, and then two, I don't know, was he like basically playing host for everybody else because it's his hometown?
I think he did a pretty good part of hosting and letting guys know, kind of the lay of the land. I thought it was a great trip for him. I mean, a good game. A little disappointed in the second period when he had an opportunity to shoot one in the empty net on a power play, and he missed. I was hoping he would get another opportunity, and he got one in the third and scored. And I think for a young man playing in his hometown, to be able to play on that stage and win a hockey game, it was awesome for him. And I was happy to see him have the success he did.
Lindy, what about him in general? He took a big step last year as a player, and I do think he's one guy that Sabre fans are wondering, like, is there another step there? Because it does appear when you watch him, just the full complement of the tools he has, that, you know, the offensive upside could be even higher than what we've seen already.
Yeah, I think you're describing it right, that he took a step in the right direction last year. I don't think anybody really knows what the ceiling is. I've liked his camp. Obviously, he's scored a few goals. He's been in on a lot of really good plays. So I think as this unfolds, we could obviously see the ceiling go up for JJ pretty easily.
Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff joining us on the Western Hotline. Lindy, how about the entire team? Like, as you came in and took the job and had a team that's got a lot of returning pieces, but, you know, some players you know you would have coached against. But what were you looking to look to learn about this group, and what have you learned about the group that you have to start?
Really just to figure out the drive this team would have. And I've really liked it so far. We've gone through some very challenging practices, not overly long, but drills that have challenged them physically, you know, up and down the ice, that push them to their max in, you know, maybe a 50, 55-minute type of practice. And I think the response was real good. I think that we were able to finish all those drills, finish the drills with energy, and then look at the areas that we needed to improve in. You know, we set forth from day one to improve those areas, and I think the guys have wrapped their arms around the opportunity to be better defensively, take away more rush chances. We identified 5-6 areas that we really think we can continue to get better through practice and through every game we play.
Top of your head, what are some of those rush chances against? A power play? I mean, what's the list?
Yeah, face-off. You know, rush chances, ozone play, and what we call dirty goals. You know, getting around the front of the net, tip goals, rebound goals. And we've already seen some of those. I think you look at JJ, I think his first two were tip goals. We had 2 or 3 crossbars last game with just somebody around the front of the net screening the goaltender that could have easily gone in. For me, these are all just one percenters. You know, let's get a little bit better here, a little bit better there. I think when you identify faceoff, we're one of the worst teams in faceoff percentage last year with what I look at it like, that we have some real big men in the faceoff dot. And it doesn't solely fall on the shoulders of the centerman. You look at after the puck is dropped, there's a 50-50 puck there. And if a winger can help out, that's a win. And if he doesn't get there or loses that battle, it's a loss. So identifying, you know, the areas that we can continue to get better. And through the preseason, faceoff percentage has gone way up. You look at dirty goals, it has gone up. And, you know, the rush chances against one of our goaltenders, we've kept them to a minimum. I think the tracking back and getting above people and making sure we have numbers back has been real good. And that goes hand in hand with trying to take shorter shifts. Cut the shift length down to 35, 40 seconds and just try to create a track meet going up and down the ice, because I think we're a great skating hockey club.
How important to you is also just physicality in general? Because, Lindy, it seemed like, you know, especially the first couple games, if I can go back a couple weeks here, it felt like everybody was throwing their weight around. And for a preseason game, maybe in your experience, preseason games, guys would, you know, play close to what a regular season game would be. But it was stark to me that, like, right out of the gates, it felt like everybody was kind of throwing their weight around, whether they're on the forecheck or just along the wall.
Well, really important for our club to have that mentality to slow the opposition down. And that is everybody that throws the jersey on, that we want you to get into people. We want you to slow people down. If you're forechecking and you put somebody in the wall, then, you know, those first 2 or 3 strides, he's way behind trying to join the rush. If you're going through the neutral zone and we can get above people and bump them before they're dumping it in, then they've got to restart before they get on top of our defense. If our defense have an extra second, I'll guarantee you that our breakout plays will be a lot more efficient with the speed we can go back with. So being physical is going to be a big part of our hockey game.
Rasmus Dahlin named the captain. How have you come to know his game, his mentality, his approach through these first couple of weeks, couple months?
For me, actions, you know, speak volumes when I'm around Rasmus. The way he prepares, the way he practices, the way he gets involved in meetings, the questions he asks about what are we going to do in this situation, that situation. And then lastly, the amount he cares about the team and his teammates. I really don't think, and not knowing him probably as well as people in the organization, but my short time with him and, you know, all the people around him, it seemed like a really easy choice to have him lead this group. And I think if you asked a teammate, they would all agree.
Other players that you're maybe learning more and more about as this camp and this preseason wraps up here, Lindy, what about Zach Benson? Maybe getting a top six opportunity. He's been skating with Cousins. For his age, I guess, how much did you already kind of expect out of him, and how has that morphed, I guess, since you've been watching him at practice for the last couple weeks?
Well, you hear a lot of great things and watched a good part of a lot of his games and recognize that there's a lot of great detail to his game. If you put size aside, he's one of the better players to get around net front. He's a small ice player. I don't know if we have a better small ice player that can make plays in the small area than Zach, and that's just watching him in practice and watching him through these preseason games. He's a guy that gets on the right side of the puck all the time, can make plays. He knows what the next play is before he gets there, and that's a quality that's sometimes hard to find.
Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff ahead of the two opening games in Prague against the New Jersey Devils.
Is it, I don't know how I would want to even phrase this question. Is it in your mind at all, I guess, that these first two games are against your former team that you were coaching last year and the year before?
I'd have to say yes. I mean, it feels uncomfortable that, you have to play the guys that you really like coaching. A great group of guys and a group that, we had to grow through the first couple of years, had an incredible year in year three, struggled through a lot of injuries to a lot of top people last year. But it is a group that I have a lot of admiration for. So to go out and have to coach the first couple of games against them, we're here to win hockey games. They're here to win hockey games, and I think we all know how important the start is. So kind of got to put that aside. I've got the scouting report on them because I know 80% of them really well, and we need a win on game one.
You'll have two fans in attendance, Jaro Spacek and Aleš Kotalík,
yes,
two of your former players that saw the Sabres tweet out. They'll both be there.
Is that going to be a reunion? Has it been like years and years since you've talked to them, or more recently?
Yeah, I have not. It'll be great to see them. A lot of great memories of those two players and two different personalities, and just sort of remembering that Campbell's Spacek, that duo that we used a lot together, and the shot that Aleš Kotalík had, and some of the moves. I think his forehand, backhand, move going in on the goaltenders will always stick in my mind. So it'd be great to see these guys. I'm glad they're coming. Anytime you have an opportunity, whether it's somebody you played with formerly or somebody you coached, it's always great to see them.
Before we let you go, can't talk without asking about goalies and how you might handle the two of them, mm-hmm, UPL and Devon Levi, through the season. I know Paul will ask you every game who's going to play. But in terms of, is there a set plan? Is it to see how things go? I mean, UPL did an awful lot last year to establish himself, and Levi, of course, in Rochester, has been one of the best goalies in all of the AHL. So have an idea of how you might handle that going in, or is it very much open to whatever happens?
We do have an idea. I think it's an extremely tough question to answer because it will be, respect for how last season went and how these goalies have come along. And then you look at the schedule, knowing that this league is almost turned into a two-man or a two-goaltending type of team where you need both goaltenders to win your hockey games. And it's hard if you're playing one guy exclusively and the guy has to step in once every seven or eight games. I think we know that both these guys can win games. Both these guys can dominate games. We've seen them do them. I think Devin's a young man that's just starting his career, that great work ethic, great practice habits. And I really feel if we take away some of the high percentage chances, I really want to see what their game has looked like. The fact that you know, we gave up three our first game. We gave up two. We played a real tight game, the game in Munich. Bodes well for our goaltender. So I don't really have a definitive answer. I know that we are going to use them both. It's never going to be an even split, but we do need both goaltenders to win us hockey games for sure.